This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 30 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body? What is in the world of biology? Standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we are here for you. We welcome your calls on The Bright Side. If you have a success story you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, if you have questions about formulations or ingredients or something you may have heard or read about in the newspaper or magazines or on the internet, we can help clarify things for you at 844-236-6010. And we'll get your calls in our next segment. Bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to Dr. Robin Chutkin about her book, The Microbiome Solution. Subtitled, A Radical New Way to Heal Your Body from the Inside Out. Well, I beg to differ with Dr. Chutkin. It's not a radical new way to heal the body. It's something we've been talking about for decades on this program. I've been talking about it for decades and we've been talking about it on this program for years. The microbiome is the universe of bacteria that lives in the gut. They make vitamins for us. They detoxify substances. They help us process fats and clear out hormones. Incredibly, incredibly important. And it's good to see that now the medical community is on board. Dr. Robin Chutkin will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Her book is The Microbiome Solution. We'll get your calls here in our next segment. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you're interested in checking out our longevity products, please head over to brightsideben.com or pharmacistben.com. And I'd love to have you on the Bright Side Ben team as well if you want to make a little bit of money or a lot of money selling longevity products, spreading the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program, educating people about the value of nutritional supplementation, and you're entrepreneurial minded, or if you have a day job and you want to just make a little bit of extra money, you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, or you can sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team and purchase products off our websites, brightsideben.com, criticalhealthnews.com, and pharmacistben.com. And for those of you who are interested in super high-end skin health products, you can head over to truthtreatments.com and check out our Retinol 5% Gel, Truth Serum, Truth Omega 6 Healing Cream, and Truth Balm, all at truthtreatments.com. All right, I want to continue talking about CLA, a very underappreciated fatty acid. CLA is related to omega-6 fatty acids. In fact, CLA is it's basically the same thing as omega-6 fatty acid. It's basically the same thing as an essential fatty acid, but has a slightly different electrical charge to it, a slightly different electrical energy, and that makes it a non-essential fatty acid. The body can actually make CLA. We make CLA in our guts, the microbiome, as it turns out. The bacteria in our gut make conjugated linoleic acid. A slight twist, that slight electrical twist gives CLA some interesting properties that regular linoleic or omega-6 fatty acid does not have, especially when it comes to inflammation, or more accurately, anti-inflammation. CLA is anti-inflammatory. You can use CLA if you're dealing with arthritis or if you're dealing with inflammatory pain, or after you work out, if you're getting, if you're suffering from sore knees or sore hips or sore upper body after a workout. CLA is used by bodybuilders as an anti-inflammatory, and as a bonus, the anti-inflammatory effects lead to muscle gaining effects and building effects, and CLA is a building substance as well as an anti-inflammatory substance, and these two features, these two benefits of CLA are connected or related. CLA, as I say, is made in the gut by the microbiome. Just another reason to pay attention to your diet, to our digestive health, to our intestinal health, to our gallbladder health. Another reason why you want to keep your gallbladder. You got to focus on fats. Fats are so darn important. This, the relationship between the production of fats and keeping fats in balance and the microbiome, the gut bacteria, is, in my opinion, the, if not one of the, it is the most important of all health strategies when it comes to how we take care of ourselves in terms of inflammation and anti-inflammation. Remember, all health challenges, degenerative health challenges, chronic long-term degenerative health challenges, have an inflammatory component. Inflammation is, and anti-inflammation is kept in tight balance and tight check. We need some inflammation. Inflammation is a protective response. It's not a bad thing. We have this idea that inflammation is somehow the body going awry, the biochemistry getting messed up. Not necessarily. It's the balance of inflammation versus anti-inflammation that's important. Inflammation is a major way the body protects itself, and it's always going on. And this is one of the reasons why anti-inflammatory medications are so problematic. Whether they're something as supposedly benign and gentle as Motrin, which is not benign and gentle, or aspirin, which is not benign and gentle, I suppose relatively compared to the more potent drugs they give you, but the fact that they control or modify or artificially manipulate the inflammatory process is a problem. Because inflammation is important. It's the balance of inflammation and anti-inflammation that is really at what we need to be considering if we're dealing with arthritis or some kind of inflammatory health issue. Which is to say all health issues. Using something like CLA, which is made in the body, which is actually a biological substance, using CLA as a supplement, not to mention vitamin E as a supplement, not to mention alpha-lipoic acid as a supplement, not to mention magnesium as a supplement, using supplements to control inflammation makes so much more sense, because then the body has an ability to utilize these nutrients to control the balance of anti-inflammation versus inflammation. In other words, if you use CLA, if you have inflammatory pain, you're not going to over anti-inflame. If you use Motrin, you can over anti-inflame. You can have too much anti-inflammation. That's not going to happen when you use CLA. CLA, as I say, is made in the gut by the microbiome, which means that if you're dealing with an inflammatory health issue, surprise, surprise, you want to focus on the gut and the microbiome. This is the first point on our triangle of disease. And almost every day we come up with another reason why the digestive system is the first point on the triangle of disease, the first point where the body's degeneration begins. This is especially important for women who are dealing with hormone issues. The microbiome clears out hormones. If you got a messed up gut, you got a messed up microbiome. And we'll talk about this with Dr. Chutkin at the bottom of the hour. If you have a messed up microbiome, you're not going to clear out your hormones effectively, particularly estrogen. We know that when estrogen is not cleared out of the body appropriately, autoimmune diseases can arise. This is why autoimmune diseases mostly affect women. PMS, inflammation related to the menstrual cycle, monthly migraines, these all can be related to endometriosis. These can all be related to issues with the microbiome, issues with fat metabolism at the level of the intestine and probiotics. And again, these are reasons why you want to supplement with probiotics. You want to make sure that you're using, eating correctly, that you're not eating offensively to your intestine, using digestive enzymes, the ultimate enzymes, and apple cider vinegar if you're dealing with female reproductive issues, among other things. and not to mention CLA, which is made in the microbiome, and you can support the health of the intestine versus the anti-inflammatory health of the intestine by using CLA. For pregnant women, supplementing with CLA can make you a healthier baby. In an article published in the February 2015 edition of the journal Biological Reproduction, researchers showed that CLA can protect offspring from the adverse effects of a high-fat diet. We'll continue this when we come back from our break and get your phone calls as well. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communications Network.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you 5 or 6 soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right. right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls here in this segment. We're going to talk to Dr. Robin Chutkin. Actually, we have an empty board here, so now's the time to get on board. If you haven't, if you've tried to call in the past and gotten a busy signal, now would be the time to call us. We're going to talk to Dr. Robin Chutkin at the bottom of the hour about her book, The Microbiome Solution, A Radical New Way to Heal Your Body from the Inside Out. It features probiotics. Probiotic or microbiome-based strategies for dealing with digestive health issues, Crohn's disease, IBS, chronic fatigue syndrome, eczema. These are all things that we've talked about on this program for many years, and I've been talking about for many years in my presentations. Since I first heard about the microbiome in pharmacy school, I remember when I was when I graduated pharmacy school and went out to work at a drugstore, a big chain drugstore that we shall not name. When I first dawned on me that people who were taking antibiotics were going to have issues with their microbiome. This was the 1980s, and nobody really knew about the microbiome back then. But they knew that after you took antibiotics, your belly didn't feel so good. So I started recommending probiotics to folks. And there weren't a lot of probiotics back then. A company named called Gero had one. There weren't a bunch of probiotic supplements in the mid to late 1980s. All of a sudden, somewhere in the 90s, people realized, hey, wait a minute, there is this stuff going on in the intestine that's related to living creatures that's really having an impact on our health. But it wasn't until the last 5 or 6 or 7 years ago that it made it into the mainstream, and now doctors are finally on board. So Dr. Robin Chutkin is going to tell us about the microbiome from her medical perspective. I'm not sure she's an MD here. We'll talk to her at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your phone calls. If there are any phone calls, we'll get to them in this segment. Otherwise, I'm just going to continue talking about CLA, which, if you've been listening to the program for the last couple of days, you know I absolutely, positively love. I love supplements that nobody knows about, powerful supplements that nobody knows about. I want this program to be the place where you heard things first, and there's lots of things that, if not first, you hear on this program way ahead of the curve. Vitamin K, for example. We talked about that a lot a couple years ago, and now you're starting to hear more and more about vitamin K. Vitamin D, the same thing, and CLA, CLA was kind of popular back in the 1990s, but you're probably going to start to hear more and more about CLA as we begin to understand its role, the role this stuff plays when it comes to intestinal health. If you're a woman dealing with PMS issues or migraine headaches, monthly migraine headaches or endometriosis, in my opinion, you'd be smart to start supplementing with conjugated linoleic acid. If you're pregnant, likewise, in my opinion, you would be wise to start supplementing with conjugated linoleic acid. If you're a bodybuilder, in my opinion, you would be wise to start supplementing with conjugated linoleic acid, which is, by the way, available. Conjugated linoleic acid is available pretty readily at health food stores and on the internet. If you're a pregnant woman, you would be smart to start supplementing with conjugated linoleic acid. Before we went to break, I was telling you about a study that was done on rats. Pregnant rats were fed a high-fat diet. Rats fed a high-fat diet would ordinarily have offspring that were not healthy, but it turns out that when these rats were given a high-fat diet and supplemented with conjugated linoleic acid, their babies were healthy. How do you like that? So a scientist concluded in this paper, this was published in the journal Biological Reproduction in February 2015, scientists concluded that supplementation with CLA may represent a therapeutic strategy in the prevention of metabolic and reproductive dysfunction, unquote. Science talk for CLA supplementation by pregnant moms can make healthier babies. In addition to CLA's anti-inflammatory and protective effects, it is a growth promoter. This is why bodybuilders will use it. This is why you'll see it advertised in bodybuilding magazines and weightlifting magazines. If a bodybuilder is doing something, that's something that we should at least be thinking about. Not necessarily that bodybuilders know everything, but people who are get paid for building their bodies tend to be more hip and more savvy to nutritional supplementation. You can learn a lot by reading bodybuilding magazines and weightlifting magazines if you're interested in nutrition. Certainly, it's not all accurate. accurate and there's hyperbole in it everywhere, but you can still learn some stuff from these types of magazines, and you'll find things like creatine and arginine, which is an amino acid for building, and CLA. You'll find these substances, they're all important for building and repair, advertised in bodybuilding magazines. The growth-promoting effect of CLA is why it's found in dairy. Nature leverages the growth-promoting power of CLA for mammal babies and for human infants as well. And this is why milk, including human breast milk, is nature's most important source of CLA. And by the way, formulas typically do not have CLA. That is infant formulas. And this is another reason why, if possible, moms want to breastfeed their babies. Sometimes it's not possible for whatever reason, but if it's possible, you want to breastfeed your baby. If you're using formulas, you may be getting the basics, but you're not going to be getting the trace compounds, the compounds like the CLA that are important for growth and for anti-inflammation. Say what you want about milk. And I'm not going to tell you that, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that milk is a health food, given all the processing that it goes through, the pasteurization and the homogenization, and not to mention the hormones and the antibiotics and the other chemicals that the cows are given. So I'm not necessarily a fan of milk. But the fact remains that milk is the ultimate growth and development food. And that is essentially its purpose, to grow and develop a mammal. And the fact that milk is nature's richest source of CLA, as well as saturated fats and also cholesterol, this is an important point that's missed by many supposed health experts, particularly the old school ones, like, well, I don't want to mention his name. I'm not going to mention these guys' names anymore. I will mention his name. Dr. John McDougall. This guy wrote the book The Starch Solution. All the old school doctors and old school nutritionists who tell us that we got to be on a low fat diet miss the fact that fat is in nature's most perfect food. Nature's most perfect food is loaded with fat, loaded with saturated fat, loaded with cholesterol, and that's breast milk. This medical approach, this medical model approach to diet and nutrition, the old school medical model approach, it's changing somewhat, slowly but surely. It's changing because it's correct and because it works. The philosopher Schopenhauer said all new ideas are laughed at and ridiculed first, vehemently fought next, and finally accepted. So first they were laughed at. First these ideas of diet and nutrition were laughed at. They were everybody thought it was really funny. We were health nuts if we supplemented. This was the 60s and 70s. I remember having friends who did supplement in the 60s and 70s, and I thought they were health nuts. Of course, I was 10 years old, and I was just listening to the meme. I had bought into the societal meme about supplementing, and I remember thinking these people were health nuts. The next stage in a revolution, a scientific revolution, is it's fought, and that's where we're at now. You have the mainstream fighting. However, we're now approaching the third stage where it's finally being accepted by the mainstream, this idea of supplementing, using nutrition, and staying away from antibiotics, and staying away from drugs, and the medical model being a problem. The Starch Solution is a classic example of the old school. Dr. McDougall's book is filled with examples of bad science. If you want to listen to a guy named Steve, thank you, Steve, if you're listening, send me a video on his TED Talk, which I encourage everyone to listen to if you want to see how apparently intelligent people can come up with ridiculous conclusions. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We're coming back with Dr. Robin Chutkin. We're going to talk about the microbiome, a radical new way to heal your body from the inside out. I'm Pharmacist Ben.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at bninc.com/prohealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on our archive pages at brightsideben.com. Also, BenFuchsArchives.com. You can also check out my blog at PharmacistBen.com and CriticalHealthNews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the websites. Or you can check out our Truth Skin Health products, including our Truth Retinol 5% Gel. You're not going to find that one anywhere, folks, except at our TruthTreatments.com. I've been formulating skin health products products, as most of you know, for 3 decades, and I know a thing or two about how the skin works. You can check out our products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right. We are going to talk microbiome for the next half hour with Dr. Robin Chutkin. Dr. Chutkin is a gastroenterologist. She's written a book called The Microbiome Solution, a radical new way to heal your body from the inside out. I am so excited to talk to a medical professional who understands the importance of the microbiome. Although, to be fair, more and more medical professionals are getting hip to how important the universe of bacteria that lives in our intestine is. The book is The Microbiome Solution, Dr. Robin Chutkin. Good morning, Dr. Robin.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on, Ben.
Thank you for coming on. It's awesome. I have to tell you that a fully fledged representative of the medical model, the mainstream medical model, is on board like you are with this book.
I
mean, it's a treasure trove. It's very, very shocking. When did GI folks, I'm not going to ask you when MDs started to understand probiotics, because they haven't yet, but when did GI folks really get hip to its relevance?
You know, they really haven't. They're still spending most of their time prescribing proton pump inhibitors and looking for colon cancer, so I have to tell
killing.
It's a small club.
It's a small club still. You know, we've been talking about it for years. I first learned about it in pharmacy school, so it's really nice to see that it's beginning anyway, that ahead-of-the-curve folks like yourself are starting to leverage its importance. What I call the bright side philosophy is that part of it is that all disease begins in the gut. But as you point out very accurately in your book, it's all gut disease, and by extension all disease, begins in the microbiome. Can you walk us through how this develops, how it starts that the microbiome breaks down, and how it leads from a progressive step-by-step standpoint to arthritis or autoimmunity or cancer or heart disease or whatever, you know, type of degenerative disease we're talking about? How does the progression work?
Absolutely. So I think you have a very sophisticated audience out there, but for those who may be a little bit unfamiliar with the microbiome, we're talking about all the microbes that live in and on the human body, about 100 trillion in all, more than a billion bacteria in one drop of fluid in your colon alone. And, you know,
Hang on, Doc. One billion bacteria in a drop of intestinal fluid?
That's right.
That's unbelievable.
It's a lot. It's a lot. If you scraped up all the microbes in the gut, it would weigh about 3 or 4 pounds, even though we can't see them.
Wow.
But I think to really understand the connection between the microbiome and modern disease, I want to tell you about the hygiene hypothesis, which I think a lot of people will be familiar with that term. So in the 1950s in England, they were seeing skyrocketing rates of hay fever and eczema, particularly in kids. And so David Strawn was a professor at the London School of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene. And he was tasked with doing this sort of 25-year-long study, an epidemiological study in thousands of kids to see if he could figure out why. And in the early 1980s, he published his findings. And they were two really surprising observations. The first was that these diseases were much less common in large households where there were a lot of siblings, where the kids were getting sneezed on and coughed on and, you know, had frequent childhood illnesses. So that was in some way kind of immunizing them. And the second was that more affluent households where they were, if you will, loftier standards of personal hygiene, had much higher rates of hay fever and eczema. So that the second thing was that, maybe it was not good to be too clean. And this formed the basis for the hygiene hypothesis, which was later added on to by the good friends or the old friends hypothesis, which also suggested that some of these more ancient diseases were important for training the immune system. So it still stands today. If you look at a map of the world today, you see high rates of autoimmune diseases in the developed world, in Western Europe and North America and so on, and very low rates in the developing world. And as countries become more industrialized, and we've seen this in Saudi Arabia and India, as countries become more industrialized and more widespread practices like chlorine in the water and antibiotics and so on, we see rising rates of autoimmune diseases. So this idea that there is a connection between exposure to germs in childhood and development of diseases is very real. And if you take the curve for the rise in most autoimmune diseases, things like Crohn's disease, MS, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, etc., you can superimpose that curve on the use of antibiotics and some of these modern kind of super sanitary practices. So there is no question about the contribution. There was a meta-analysis, a large study of over 7,000 children in New York a couple years ago, and they found that the number one risk factor for developing Crohn's and ulcerative colitis was indeed use of antibiotics. So it's this interplay between genetic susceptibility and environmental triggers, like wiping out our microbes, that creates the perfect storm for disease to develop.
Now, the hygiene hypothesis was about germs on the outside, bacteria. And by the way, for the listeners, germs are bacteria. They're synonymous terms. So
yes.
Germs, so when you're talking about germs in the hygiene hypothesis, you're talking about bacteria on the outside, exposure to these bacteria triggering our immune system to form protective chemicals, so to speak.
Correct,
but,
yes.
So then there was a leap that was made from the importance of bacteria on the outside to bacteria on the inside, right?
Well, because we really couldn't measure them very easily before. I mean, the older techniques for looking at the microbiome involved kind of sitting around for weeks on end while things grew in a Petri dish. Now with next-generation DNA sequencing, we can take a tiny sample of stool and we can pull the DNA out and know exactly what's growing in that sample. And so that's really allowed us to make some direct correlations with things like diversity. So we've been able to create microbial signatures for different diseases, for diseases like Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, obesity. And we see within the microbial signature things like low diversity of species and overabundance of certain species that are associated with inflammation and underrepresentation of others, low levels of short-chain fatty acids, and so on. So we're really able to look at these microbial footprints and find some very common threads with different diseases.
Okay, now there's so many things that there's so many things to talk about here. So tell me about, when you talk about low levels of one, high levels of another, what I think about is the balance of all the different types of bacteria.
Right.
There's a relationship between too much and too little, and also with fungus and things like candida, correct? There's a relationship between how much bacteria you have and how much fungal infection you have. Things like H. pylori, for example, which is a bacteria that is associated with all kinds of inflammatory health issues, that is balanced out by these bacteria. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It's all about balance. And even some of the commensal, the sort of helpful bacteria, if overrepresented and if they're allowed to grow unchecked, can become problematic.
Commensal meaning food bacteria, right?
Yes. And so if you look at something like yeast, people think of yeast as being bad, but a certain low level of yeast in the body are essential for digestion. But it's when the yeast grow out of control. And a common example of that is, you know, especially in women, when we take antibiotics and we get a yeast infection vaginally, that's overgrowth of yeast in our body. It's not that we've caught the yeast from a toilet seat or something. The yeast are there and our body's present in low levels. But when this sort of, you know, peacekeeper bacteria get killed off with an antibiotic, it then allows the yeast to grow out of control.
So for yeast infections, you would consider working on the microbiome, I assume. For people, not vaginal, for systemic candida, people who have the candida problem, you'd recommend working on the microbiome.
Oh, absolutely. And
we got to take a break. We got a hard break here, but we'll be back here in just a sec. We're talking to Dr. Robin Chutkin. The Microbiome Solution is the book. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for listening, friends. We're talking to Dr. Robin Chutkin about her book, The Microbiome Solution. Dr. Chutkin, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, I had to cut you off. I apologize, but I think that's really important subject. I get all kinds of letters about candida. What can I do for candida? There's people who are recommending coconut oil and iodine, all kinds of remedies. But you, as I, we both believe that it has to do with the microbiome more than anything else. Explain that whole thing, how it's all connected.
So yeast overgrowth is not an infection. It's an overgrowth. It's an imbalance, as you pointed out earlier, Ben. And in order to control it, you have got to repopulate with healthy bacteria. I see so many patients in my office who come in and they've taken nystatin and diflucan and they've taken all these antifungals and they're still not better. What happens is the yeast gets temporarily suppressed with the antifungal, and as soon as they stop taking it, it proliferates again. And many of these antifungals are hard on the liver. So you're never going to solve your yeast problem until you repopulate and you rebalance bacteria. So it's really about recolonizing with healthy bacteria that can crowd out the yeast, not suppressing the yeast or the medication.
I think it's important to recognize that these antifungals are among the most hardest drugs on the body that there are. And that's
saying something.
And the reason being is because fungus want to live. They are designed more perfectly than any other entity to survive. They've got all of these you know what I'm saying, Dr. Chutkin? They've got all of these mechanisms for survival. So to kill the things, you need to have high-powered medication, super high-powered medication. And they're very, very hard on the liver. And as you say, all we really need to be doing is working on the microbiome. And I think this might have to do with all inflammatory diseases because there's a relationship between the microbiome and inflammation, correct?
There is absolutely a relationship there.
How about hormone health? and the microbiome?
Hormones can, you know, they can each affect each other. So if you think about things like birth control pills and hormone replacement therapy, I see young women who are plagued with yeast infections who've been on the pill and somehow not making the connection between the two. When we change the hormonal milieu, we change a ratio of estrogen to progesterone, particularly in women, we really affect the microbes that are growing in the reproductive organs area, in the vaginal area, and so on. And we can dramatically influence the amount of lactobacillus in the vaginal area. And lactobacillus are important bacteria because they produce acid and they keep the developing fetus safe, for example, during pregnancy from invading bacteria. So when you take things that affect the amount of lactobacillus growing vaginally, you can really set yourself up for problems during pregnancy as well as vaginal infections and so on. So balance, you know, in medicine we've had this philosophy of sort of going after one bug on a search and destroy mission and killing it dead. And it's really about balance and living harmoniously with no one species overrepresented or underrepresented.
There's such an important message there. There's such an important metaphor, how the tiniest creatures on the planet, the tiniest entities on the planet, have the hugest impact on supposedly the most apex creatures, mammals, us, and the interaction between the two is so darn fundamental. I love the metaphor there. The pathology and the physiology, that's all great. I love that stuff and the chemistry, but let's talk practicality now. We've got a few minutes here. What can people do to resolve digestive health issues, resolve immune issues, resolve any health challenges vis-a-vis the microbiome and probiotics and supplementing foods, etc.?
I think one of the most important things you can do is open your medicine cabinet, and anything that's not absolutely essential, think about getting rid of it. So particular judicious use of antibiotics is number 1, 2, and 3 on the list. Just 5 days of a broad-spectrum antibiotic will remove a third of your gut bacteria, and it can take years for those microbes to come back, and they often come back in a very patchy way where you're literally missing microbes. So if you can avoid an antibiotic, do it, number one.
You could be affected for years after you take an antibiotic?
Years.
Even if you.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
And, you know, probiotics can be helpful, but the metaphor I like to use is taking an antibiotic is like taking a bath full of water and draining out all the bath water, and then taking a probiotic is like taking a cup of water and putting that back in the bathtub.
Yeah, that's
so
well
said. So
it's
literally a drop in the bucket with what you're doing. So be careful with those drugs. They are very deleterious to the microbiome. There are other things, too, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, acid suppression, birth control pills, hormone replacement, steroids, those kinds of things also very, very damaging to the microbiome. So be careful and try and avoid them whenever possible.
They're cytotoxic. Aren't all drugs cytotoxic, killing cells so that all drugs will kill bacteria?
You know, even prenatal vitamins,
can
have an effect on the microbiome. So you have to be aware of this ripple effect. And not to say that it's not going to solve one problem, but it can sometimes create a parallel problem.
How about supplements?
Yeah.
What do you think about supplements, probiotic supplements?
You know, you have to see what else is in them. Sometimes some supplements are great for the microbiome, and just as some food things are great. So, for example, people who have a damaged microbiome and leaky gut, we use zinc and glutamine and curcumin, and, you know, there's some other things that can be helpful, berberine and so on. But you have to see what else is in the supplement. You know, sometimes they have inactive ingredients that can be harmful, so it's important to do a little bit of research there. In terms of probiotics, probably the most important thing is a number of colony-forming units. That's a big number on the probiotic. It usually is some
15 billion.
Of 5 or 10 billion. In general, we think you need somewhere around 25 to 50 billion at least.
A day.
For most things that you're trying to fix, yes.
How about multiple strains? How about the strains?
Multiple strains are important because no one strain can typically do everything you're trying to get it to do. You need to make sure the strains are compatible, that they're not competing for the same resource, that they're working together. Ideally, something that's enteric-coated to prevent it from being degraded by the acid in the stomach is helpful. And the viability is really important. It should really be guaranteeing the viability after a certain amount of time on the shelf. You need to find out whether it needs to be refrigerated or not. So these are all important.
Have you seen in your practice dramatic changes in health challenges in symptomology from somebody using a probiotic supplement?
I have. We, our kind of specialty, if you will, is treating autoimmune diseases like Crohn's and ulcerative colitis without using immune-suppressing drugs. And we use a very, very potent prescription-strength probiotic that's 900 billion colony-forming units in most of our Crohn's and ulcerative colitis patients. And that, in combination with some simple dietary changes, has been just impressively dramatic in terms of people being able to get off medication. And because I'm in their colons, it's not just that people are saying I feel better. I'm looking at their colon and I'm seeing the inflammation.
That's nice. That's awesome.
I mean, it's so gratifying.
How about foods?
Not only are they feeling better, but you're able to take away some of these drugs that you know are potentially really harmful.
That's awesome, doctor. That's awesome work. Awesome work. How about foods? Like miso or sauerkraut, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so fermented foods are great for the microbiome. Yeah. So as you said, sauerkraut, things like kimchi, just fermented pickles, which are fermented cucumbers, those are all great. And they're kind of a twofer. You're getting the fiber from the cabbage in the case of sauerkraut, but you're also getting all the lactobacillus that's produced in the process of fermentation.
Plus, they're releasing the nutrients. The enzymes, the bacteria release the nutrients, make them more available. There's only one bacteria, so just lactobacillus. You're not getting a bunch of different bacteria, though.
Exactly. You're primarily getting lactobacillus.
How about apple cider vinegar?
Yeah, so, you know, that came up earlier today, and a lot of people find I think part of it is so many people have been on acid-suppressing drugs for so long that their acid levels are suppressed, and the apple cider vinegar can help to sort of rejuvenate that. We don't have a lot of data on apple cider vinegar for the microbiome specifically. Is it being helpful? We know that it's not harmful, organic honey is a sweetener, but we don't have a lot of data on apple cider vinegar as being restorative to the microbiome. But I say if you take it and you symptomatically feel better with it, I think it's fine.
That's what counts ultimately. Is this it's a short-chain fatty acid, apple cider vinegar, 5% or so is acetic acid or acetate. So it would make sense that it would have a beneficial effect on the gut, no?
Absolutely, because short-chain fatty acids, as you know, are one of the main sources of energy for the cells, the colonocytes lining the gut. So it may be on that basis in terms of people who get symptomatic relief from it. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're just out of time, doctor. It's a pleasure speaking to you. The book is The Microbiome Solution. Do you see patients, by the way?
I do see patients. I'm based here in Washington, D.C., and I love seeing patients and getting them off medication by manipulating the microbiome.
Is it amazing to you that people still don't have patients especially don't have a grasp on how critical this and fundamental the microbiome is in terms of their symptomology?
Well, you know, I think the patients are way ahead of the physicians, I have to say. I mean, my interaction with the medical community is very different from my interaction with the lay community, and maybe because I see people who already believe, and that's why they're seeing me. But I think there's a much greater understanding and a much greater connection in the lay community between how we live, what we do, and how we feel than there is in the medical community, and that saddens me.
Dr. Chutkan, thank you so much. The book is The Microbiome Solution, A Radical New Way to Heal Your Body from the Inside Out. It's been a total pleasure. Thank you, doctor.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. All right, that was Dr. Robin Chutkan. Her book is The Microbiome Solution, and it really is easy to read, and it has tons of information, stuff we talk about on this program all the time. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thank you so much for listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back at you tomorrow with more good health information. And that's it. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Cardio FX from Youngevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.